It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, fall is in the air. Cooler temperatures are upon us. What effects do seasonal changes have on calves?
Fall time is always that seasonal transition from summer into fall is always challenging on calves and always presents some problematic times for calf raisers. So just want to talk about some seasonal transition tips that can be kind of helpful as we come in at these colder temperatures. The first one I just want to start with is revisiting the calf's thermal neutral zone. So that means when calves are not under cold stress. And so for a three-week-old calf or a baby calf, that's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. When the temperatures get below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, calves have to actively burn calories to stay warm, and they start to experience cold stress. So a lot of the nights we're experiencing now here in Wisconsin are getting below 50 degrees, maybe daytime highs in the 70s. Fall is definitely coming. Winter is just around the corner. And one thing to think about, a lot of producers will use shavings as a bedding source in the summer, and it works really nice. They're highly absorbent. They smell good. But now as the colder weather comes and we start to see nights consistently below 50 degrees, I think moving to a long-stem, lofty straw bedding is going to help these calves with their thermal challenges. It gives them something where they can kind of snuggle into, nest into, and the straw can provide some warmth and help keep that heat around the calf's body. So now is the time to switch to straw if you're still on shavings. And the other thing, too, I think is calf jackets. There's a lot of questions on when should I put them on. Kind of a handy little rule of thumb that I use is if the daytime high plus the nighttime low is less than 90 degrees, that's the time that you can start putting on calf jackets. So, for example, if the daytime high is 70 and the nighttime low is 40, you add those two together, that's greater than 90 degrees. We don't need jackets. But if the daytime high is 50 and the nighttime low is 30, we add those two together and that's less than 90, that's a good time to start putting jackets on. So that's kind of a little tip that you can tuck away on when to start putting on jackets. The other thing is that as the weather gets colder, the calf's calorie requirements go up. I mean, they need to burn more calories to stay warm the colder it is. Sometimes people, if you're feeding milk replacer, will say, well, I want to feed more powder to the calf to give them more energy. And that's a good idea, but be careful how you do it with the mix. Calf's intestinal tract is very sensitive to how rich or dilute a mix is. So if you're going to feed more powder, keep doing the same solution mix and just feed more solution. That means to say if you're feeding 8 ounces to make up 2 quarts of solution and you want to go to 12 ounces of powder, don't put 12 ounces in 2 quarts of solution. The calves can get diarrhea from that. Put 12 ounces to make 3 quarts of solution and feed that higher volume. So always keep your mix the same and just feed more volume of that solution to get more calories into the calf. The other thing to think about, too, is you're mixing that milk. We want to deliver the milk replacer to a calf somewhere between 103 to 101 Fahrenheit. We don't want it any cooler than 101 degrees. And as the day is cool, you may have to adjust your mixing temperature, and you may have to mix with hotter water to account for cooling of that milk replacer or milk solution as you transport it and as you're feeding it. So just something to be aware of as you're feeding. Keep track of temps. And definitely don't be below 101 degrees on that last calf. So you might have to up your water temperature. Also, you know, we should be cleaning and sanitizing our pens year-round, but the reality is winters often make cleaning and the power washing and sanitizing of penning and that kind of stuff hard. So now is the great time in the fall. You know, this might be our last chance for a really good deep clean of the barn and the pens between now and winter. So doing something that's going to be using a chlorinated alkaline detergent followed by a chlorine dioxide sanitation or disinfectant spray at 100 part per million or greater before the weather gets cold and everything freezes up is really a nice chance to make sure that your facilities are fully sanitized. So for those people who have calves in outdoor hutches outside, you may want to rotate the openings of those hutches to the east. It allows calves to take advantage of the rising sun. It helps warm the inside of their hutches quicker in colder weather and also prevents them from some westerly prevailing winds as well.
Some really good points and reminders as we transition into the colder months. Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.